Remember the 5th of November, when codeine-containing products will no longer be available without prescription in New Zealand. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today we're talking about a reclassification of codeine-containing products coming into force in New Zealand on the 5th of November this year. Patients have been able to buy medications containing codeine from a pharmacy, or after discussion with the pharmacist, thereby avoiding the need to see a doctor. This included some of the cold and flu remedies like Codral, as well as some paracetamol or ibuprofen combination preparations like Ibucode or Panadine. These contain typically between about 8 and 12.8 milligrams of codeine per tablet. But on November the 5th this year, these will no longer be available without prescription. The reason behind this reclassification is due to concerns with misuse, adverse events, and overdose. As a consequence of this, we are likely to see patients requesting prescriptions for medications that they have previously been using, often without any oversight from their GP. And this will potentially lead to some difficult consultations in urgent care. There were concerns from the Medicines Classification Committee that over-the-counter codeine preparations were being used incorrectly, for inappropriate conditions, or taken for too long. They were concerned about intentional misuse as well. We could be faced with difficult consultations if patients are asking for a medication which they have been self-managing for years over the counter. As with any prescription, we need to make sure we have taken a thorough history, assessed the patient's need, and considered alternatives. This might be the opposite of what the patient wants, who will likely see this extra hurdle as being unnecessary and might not understand our concerns. For this reason, these sorts of repeat medications are best prescribed by a patient's GP, and it's not really in the realm of an urgent care clinic. We are often targeted by drug seekers because of the ease of access, but if these medications have been readily available to patients in the past, you might not think that there's much harm in giving the patient what they want. But Australia made these medications prescription only in February of 2018. And in the year after, there was a 51% decrease in average monthly calls to the poison service relating to codeine overdose, and a 79% decrease in calls relating to the over-the-counter strength codeine overdose. So we need to be aware of this change, and we need to be mindful of codeine as a medication, the potential harms, side effects, and we also need to think carefully about whether there is a better alternative. Now, I've linked to a BPAC article which covers this topic, which we should all read before the 5th of November. Now, I'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.